The most famous names in the fight for African-American civil rights belonged to men. Martin, Malcolm, Jesse, John, Ralph. But of course, women were there all along, behind the scenes and on the front lines. But their stories are still overshadowed or sometimes absent completely from history books. Now there's an opportunity to learn more about them and their efforts to bring racial equality to the U.S. The records of women who are part of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference are now available to the public at Emory University. SCLC Women was founded in 1979 in Atlanta. The headquarters are still here. And we welcome the current interim chair of SCLC Women, Scarlett Presley Brown. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Also with us is Sarah Quigley. She's the Emory Manuscript Archivist. Sarah, it's good to have you here as well.
Thank you for having me.
So, Scarlett, I want to play you. We have some excerpts from Shirley Chisholm's speech at the SCLC Women's 1984 Women Power Forum. And I want to play you this one because you can hear, in some ways, the frustration in her voice.
Let's face it. The thrust of the civil rights struggle focused on acknowledging and acting upon the fact that the black man was a full human being. And while black women were certainly expected to prepare the chicken dinners and the sweet potato pies for the strategy meetings and the civil rights marches, rarely were they expected or even asked to participate in the planning of these events.
So, Scarlett, the SCLC is not a men's only organization. So why did they need to found SCLC Women?
To ensure that the issues and the importance of women was recognized, that we had a platform, that we had a forum for our voice, and that those things that were relevant were acknowledged.
Can you tell me about the remarkable woman who founded SCLC Women?
The remarkable woman who founded SCLC Women is Mrs. Evelyn Gibson Lowry. She is the wife of Reverend Dr. Joseph Eccles Lowry. And she, in her own right, was one of the most dynamic, most influential, and powerful women of the movement up until the time that she passed away.
And so what is included, Sarah, in the archives that Emory now has?
The collection is primarily the administrative records of SCLC Women as an organization, and that includes planning documents for the programs and the events that they held, like the Woman Power Forum, as well as printed material, flyers, posters, and informational materials that they created to promote those events.
Let's hear another, since you mentioned the Women Power Forum, let's hear from Shirley Chisholm, another dynamic woman speaking at that event back in 1984. And again, this was a powerful speech, but it was also in some ways, it sounds like almost cathartic for Shirley Chisholm. Take a listen.
Black women traditionally for so long have been loyalists in every movement. Loyalists in the black movement, loyalists in the women's movement. But nobody ever accepts the responsibility of helping to have black women emerge as standard bearers in political elections unless the black woman decides in and of herself that she is going to accept that challenge.
So, Scarlett, why do we still need the SCLC Women's Organization?
Because as far as we have come since the speech that Ms. Chisholm made, we still have a long way to go. Even in our current social, civic, and political arenas, it's all that we can do to have our space and our place. Oftentimes, it's a matter of demanding it, taking it, when it should be our basic right to have it. SCLC Women is still relevant because we make sure that these kinds of issues remain on the forefront, that there is acknowledgement, that there is awareness. And when you heighten the awareness, then you can address it.
What are some of the documents that you found that really interesting? Was there anything in there that you went, wow, I can't believe this is in here?
The most interesting part of the collection, in my opinion, are the records that document the National AIDS Program, which was a grant-funded program that SCLC women ran beginning in around 1986, so very early in the HIV and AIDS crisis. And it was meant to educate African-American communities about the disease, using the church as a central location for conducting outreach and education classes, just as the church has always been central to the civil rights movement.
And 86 is very early on. That's before even our president and government were looking fond. And what's moving, we only have a couple minutes left, Scarlett, but what's moving forward, some of the priorities for the SCLC women?
Some of our priorities now stem around domestic violence and understanding this is a major issue. That's one of our programs that we continue to host and sponsor every year, taking care of our seniors every year, acknowledging the contribution that they have made, and then our children, that's ongoing. We host a heritage tour every year in March and commemorating Bloody Sunday. And these are the programs that continue to educate. These programs are quite relevant, and we continue to ask for support so that we can maintain these programs.
Asking for support, which is not what Emory's doing. The archive is free and open to the public?
It is, absolutely. Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
That is Sarah Quigley, manuscript archivist at the Rose Library at Emory University. Scarlett Presley Brown is the interim chair of SCLC Women. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.